The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This edition of Ron Paul's Podcast Nation is made possible by sponsors like Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your computer files to the cloud automatically and continually. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code RON and get 2 bonus months with purchase.
This is Ron Paul's Podcast Nation.
This is Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. I'm Charles Goyette. With lockdowns, warrantless searches, and paramilitary police forces all throughout the streets, it certainly looked like martial law in Boston after the marathon bombing, but here's the good news. According to a Fox News poll taken after the bombing, more Americans answered no to the question, would you be willing to give up some of your personal freedom in order to reduce the threat of terrorism? Are Americans returning to an appreciation of freedom? We'll talk with Ron Paul right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
You know it's important to back up your computer files, right? So when was the last time you did it? Well, right now, while you're listening to me, Carbonite could be backing up your computer files for you. Carbonite backs up your computer files to the cloud automatically and continually whenever your computer is connected to the internet. Plus, with Carbonite, you can access your backed up files on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free app. You can even email a file right from the Carbonite app. Unlimited backup space for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And if you run a small business, Carbonite has plans that will back up all of your computers, servers, and external hard drives for a low, flat annual fee. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code RON and get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, offer code RON. The question asked in a Fox News poll was, would you be willing to give up some of your personal freedom in order to reduce the threat of terrorism? More people answered no, they wouldn't be willing to give up their freedom, than answered yes to the question. And that seems to be a growing trend. Are attitudes changing?
Boy, let's hope so, because for so long they've been going in the wrong direction. So I find a bit of optimism in this. I don't know who gets the credit. Somebody out there does, because we're changing opinions. A lot of people are participating. Of course, it's not like we have to have a brand new opinion. I think we were born with this opinion, at least our country was, with Benjamin Franklin advising us and cautioning us against giving up our liberties for security. Yet we've ignored it. And over the years, we've been much too willing both to depend on government for economic security as well as physical security. But this is especially good. How could they be more dramatic about the need for the government to come in and protect a city? But it looks to me like they might have well been over the top. And I think this is good that people are waking up. There was a tremendous amount of emotionalism after 9/11. People were too willing to say, and it was always very discouraging to me. They say, well, it looks like we have to give up our liberties to be safe and secure, which is absolutely false. We're not safer and we're not more secure by giving up our liberties. But I'm hoping that this trend will even change when at how we look at the danger of terrorism and Al-Qaeda. First thing is the literal danger of an American citizen in the United States being killed by a terrorist attack is very, very slim. Not that it should be diminished, but still, automobiles and lightning and so many other things, heart attacks kill a lot more people, and we don't just fret about it, constantly. But I think, this is a great trend, and I think it's very beneficial. And one other goal I've had, as many others have had, is changing the opinion in trying to understand why there are radicals, religious radicals, they call themselves jihadists, would like to come here and kill us. Matter of fact, we have fallen into the trap. They don't even have to come here to kill us, because we go over there and meddle in their country and we lose a lot of lives over there. So I think the next truth that the American people have to wake up to is the individuals around the world don't want to kill us because because we're free and prosperous. I don't believe it. The experts who have dealt with this for many years in the CIA and elsewhere, they don't believe it. And though there's a religious element attached to this, the people who get radicalized are acting in a way as a reaction, just as the Iranian radicals acted in 1979. They were sick and tired of us imposing a vicious dictator on them since 1953, and they finally reacted. So I think radicalism is a consequence of policies that people become annoyed about, like invading one's country or bombing individuals in one country. This so often is the reason that they get radicalized. So if we see progress now that the American people are less anxious to give up their liberties for more security, and they're being more astute in understanding this, let's hope that this can spill over and get the people to start thinking about why there are radical jihadists wanting to kill us. Just maybe it's not because we're rich and free. Quite frankly, I know individuals from other countries who have another religion, mainly Muslim. And believe me, the ones I know and met, they really like our freedom and they really enjoy their prosperity as well.
I noted, by the way, in the Fox News poll that it wasn't political partisans, it wasn't members of the Democratic or Republican parties, but it was actually among independents that resistance to giving up our personal freedoms ran the strongest.
Yeah, I think this is also a good test, because the American people right now, the independents are the largest party, but they don't have anybody to represent them very well in Washington, because the political system is locked up by the two political parties. Take, for instance, in a presidential debate, who runs the debate? A few representatives from the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. So this drives more people into independent thinking, and I think this is not a surprise. But so the most firm in their positions are those who are partisan people first. I was always frustrated in the years when I would take an independent position and Bush was president, and then so-called progressive liberals would be sympathetic and say, oh yeah, go after him, go after him. But as soon as Obama did the same thing, all of a sudden they were a partisan. And this is the reason why the answers are not going to be found in building stronger political parties, but changing people's minds and attitudes and getting this middle class and the undecideds to have at least a voice. So I think it's very natural to find out that those individuals considering themselves independent are open to these views.
This is Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. When we continue in just a moment, I'd like to ask Dr. Paul about who the first responders in a crisis such as the Boston bombing actually are, an important observation he made about the aftermath that I would like to have him comment on. We'll do that next.
How would you like to do something that's good for you and good for America? Well, you can, just by shopping like you normally do. You see, just about everybody uses Amazon these days, because it's so easy. But from now on, when you're going to shop on Amazon, go to the PodcastOne.com Ron Paul page and click on the Amazon link there. When you do, a portion of whatever you buy gets kicked back to the Ron Paul show to help keep the podcast coming and keep us from having to run tons and tons of ads. So we can be selective and focus on getting you Ron's message. So do it. Go to PodcastOne.com. Click on the Ron Paul page and click on Amazon. The next time you're going to buy something, use that link. You'll be helping yourself because you're buying something you want, and helping America because you're helping keep Ron Paul's messages coming. And there's no extra costs involved. You pay the same price. It's the same Amazon. If you want to help out even more, tell your friends to do the same thing. Go to PodcastOne.com, click on Ron Paul, then click on the Amazon link. You'll be glad you did.
Dr. Paul, your observation that only after the police state shelter-in-place order in Boston ended did the owner of the boat go outside to check on his property, and in doing so, he was the one that discovered the bombing suspect hiding there. But it brings to light the idea that it is the people and not the authorities that are really the first responders in a tragedy.
This is absolutely the case. The bigger the government gets, the more inept they get. Fortunately for us, in some ways, the more cameras they have, the more complex it gets, but we shouldn't even have the cameras because they're not effective when the government uses them. And this is what happened. Private cameras helped identify the suspect. A private individual, after he was allowed to leave his house, they helped. Police cameras, government cameras didn't help at all. And there's no reason to believe that individuals can't contribute to safety more efficiently than governments. The government just can't do it. And everything they try, they do it with undermining civil liberty. So you lose twice. You have less safety and less security. At the same time, you sacrifice liberty. So it's a very good lesson. Maybe it was that lesson that was being learned that helped us in that poll to show that more Americans now do not believe that we have to give up liberty in order to be safe.
Well, the trend is clearly running in the direction of personal freedom, but it's still uncomfortably close. In the Fox News poll, the numbers were between those willing to give up more personal freedom and those not were only 2 percentage points apart.
But if we compare that to where it was immediately after 9/11, there has been significant improvement.
Thank you, Dr. Paul, for another great conversation and podcast and for being our great champion of freedom. Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.